shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Carl and Linda Bott. Did I mention that already? Today is Friday the 13th. Oh, how appropriate. Friday the 13th, and we're going to be talking a little about the coronavirus. Not that that is in the news or anything. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And Linda's got the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show here.
Hello, Sue. Sue just walked by.
Yeah. Sunny today with a high near 74. Chance of rain tonight with our overnight lows of 40. Tomorrow calls for 80% chance of rain on this coming up Saturday with a high of 56 and our overnight lows of 38. Now, Sunday will be an 80% chance of showers with our high of 54, overnight lows of 39. As we progress to Monday of next week, about 60% chance of showers with our highs of 57 and our overnight lows of 40. That's just the weekend forecast. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
May I add something, too? They're looking at probably a snow in Shingletown this weekend at some point. Of course, Mount Shasta. Probably Hay Fork, maybe Weaverville, but so we're going to be getting snow along with this. It's been 77, 78, 76 snow.
I know. It's
don't you love it?
I mean, I was like, should I wear open-toed sandals today or boots? Is it coat? You know, you're kind of in between that, but you know, we need the rain, so we bless that it's coming and are happy to have it. Now we are this morning. We are live here. We're going to be talking about a lot of the updates, things that are closed as they come in. Maybe you've not heard it, or you're tired of the TV, and we're going to tell you what we've discovered here. And I've got a couple of fabulous emails from doctors regarding the coronavirus. But right now, we're going to talk about what you can do and what's active right now, and that's Amy from Haven Humane with her pet of the week. And Haven Humane is open for you to be adopting a pet.
Yes, of course.
Unless you bring over 250 people with you.
Yeah, don't bring your friends and family's friends or anything. Your roommates, uncles, brothers, cousins.
Just come on down.
We are, as most businesses in the area, just playing it by ear at the moment. So
you're taking
no new information. Yeah. We're taking any precautions just like anybody else. And I have a super sweet dog with me today. So, I mean, everything's the same for me at this point. So I have Sookie here. Sookie is about 3 years old. She's a small mixed breed dog. I say mixed breed because, I mean, she could be a pit bull, but she's definitely got some sort of Shar-Pei or something because she's wrinkly and, like, to be honest, really unique looking. She's spayed, up to date on everything. She walks really good on a leash. She's a snorter, and it's about my favorite thing about her. She constantly sounds like a person who's sleeping that's snoring, but she just always sounds like that. She just, that's what she does all day, and I love it. And when she gets excited, the snorts get even louder, and it's good. She's good snorts.
She's cute. She is. She's very cute.
Now she's up in.
What a little love dog. Hi there.
You know what? She's brown.
She's got a really
interesting
face.
She's got a pink nose. I mean, she's pretty. And she is just a love bug. I watched her on TV this morning. She sat there and let, who's the weather girl?
Courtney.
Courtney. He let, you know, leaned back on Courtney and was just loving on everybody.
Oh yeah, she loves everybody. She's very people oriented. She's kind of one of those dogs that's just got to check for the people in the room so she can find someone to sit next to and cuddle. She bonds super fast. I spent this morning with her and she was looking at me like I was her new mom and, I had to tell her I'm not, but she does great with kids. She walks really, really good on a leash. If you saw Sookie in the shelter, you would not believe that this is the same dog. She jumps and barks and
she is so
spins
quiet.
In circles in a cage, like in her kennel. But out, she is a completely different dog.
I saw her sit for the entire time that you were on the camera, and she was looking at the camera like, here, this is my best side.
Yeah.
This is my best side, and here would somebody just pet me.
Yeah, and now she walks great on a leash is what's really, like, nice about her. She mildly pulls, but for the most part today, she'll stick by you. She really likes people, and she wants to stick by them.
Okay, so. She's about what?
About 3 years old.
3 years old, weighs about?
45, 50 pounds. Yeah. She's kind of more on the medium than like a large dog.
Right. She's medium.
She's compact, too.
She's a kind that you can take on walks easily.
Yep.
She's going to be a kind that will probably chase a ball for you.
Yes. And she's kind of a fun girl in that she doesn't require a ton of exercise.
Yeah.
She looks really active in the shelter, but she's in a home or in a when she's out with her person, she's much more calm, and she's definitely like would be a good couch potato dog that just needs a walk or two a day. Like, it wouldn't be anything crazy.
She should be the only animal, you said.
She should be the only animal. She's met other dogs. She's kind of unsure. And as far as cats are concerned, I actually don't 100% know if she's been tested with cats. But we always tell people slow introductions in a home are better. We can only find out so much about how they're going to do with the cat in the shelter because everybody acts different there. Plus, our office cat's lazy and doesn't really do anything. So he's kind of hard to test how they're going to be with, like, playful cats because he just rolls his eyes at them. So,
well, we appreciate
And he's overweight.
So you will be open. And actually, this is kind of a perfect time when you think about the fact that spring break, maybe some people can't travel. This is a time if you're going to think about adopting a pet where everybody's home, you can
get that bond going.
Get that bond going.
Get to know
yes.
them, yeah.
So, yeah. Haven Humane, open today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow from 11 to 5 is when our adoption center is open. 241-1653 is the phone number. Call us if you're interested in Sookie or any of our other amazing, adorable adoptables.
And let's talk about Doggy Dash. And why is everybody staring at me?
Like well, because they're not sure yet.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, I mean,
I want to tell everybody.
As of right this moment,
Doggy
Dash is still going, but it's going to depend on what's going to go on through the county and the city and what they say about Turtle Bay and about the size of the gathering. So it's up in the air, which is why everyone was staring at you, because I specifically said, let's not talk about Doggy Dash because it's still kind of up in the air.
Remember that
5 minutes ago?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, but, you know, the thing is, I do probably remember it now. But now that since it's up, it's out, it is something that it will get the word out to everybody if it is postponed. But right now, if the hysteria, you know, goes away here in the next week or two, we're okay.
Yes, yeah. So it is a week after tomorrow.
That's right. So, but we'll let you know through here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And other ways.
And we will obviously going to keep our people up to date as anything that we know, we'll let you guys know kind of thing. So
thank you. All right.
And this is really a cool dog, by the way. This is, you know, she's going.
She's cool. I really like her. She likes car rides too a lot. So she really does. She loaded right up in the van this morning and just sat there and wagged her tail. She's like, where are we going? And I was like, you really like this. So she's an easygoing girl.
She's got personality traits.
She does.
Yeah, she's been loved on. Okay. Thank you so much, Haven Humane,
of
Amy, and her wingman right
Have
here.
Have a good weekend,
thank
guys.
Thank you so much.
You too. Hey, you know, the one thing about if somebody is, you know, if you want to get rested and you want to stay in your house, it's good if you have a place to go to, like your sleep number pet. I can't tie this into the coronavirus, can I? I mean, sure, everybody can.
Yes, rest is essential.
Yeah, rest is a big thing. Is that if you sleep well, you're going to be healthier. Your body gets a chance to rest. And the sleep number system they have here, it's not just a bed, it's a system with a 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you move through the night. Our bed is so comfortable. We can adjust it for traveling. You sleep on another bed, and then you come home to your sleep number bed. There is a total difference. You can adjust the firmness of the mattress. My sleep number setting is 65.
And my sleep number setting is 55.
And when you get a good night's rest, your body has a chance to heal itself. You can be a lot more consistent the next day. It's essential for our skin to repair and regenerate. It's so many different things. And right now, you can come in and save up to $600 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And for a limited time, but it's down in the Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Try out the bed. They'll show you why it works so well. That's Sleep Number. 7:15 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. Tomorrow, you got to start getting ready for rain for Saturday and Sunday. Something we need really badly. 7:15 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. We'll be right back.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hey, Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. It's KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. 605-4567 is our phone number. Good morning, everybody. It is the Friday the 13th at 7:19 in the morning. 57 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been in existence since 1982. It started by Joe Martino when he was in a fight with cancer, and he wanted to find more. He wanted to find more organic ways of eating, and he realized if he was having problems, other people would too. So he started a small business, small store, and he's grown into, of course, now Orchard Nutrition. Everything he has in the produce is 100% certified organic produce, not just organic, but 100% organic. His supplements, his vitamins, his meat, the meat in there, the deli, everything in there, 100% certified organic. Free monthly health seminars and so much more. Locally owned, locally operated. You don't need to go to a chain because you're not going to get the same quality of food and supplements.
Okay.
That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
And the reason I'm bringing that up is because the reason, okay, is one of the – what I'm going to be going to in this one of these texts eventually is that somebody recommended zinc lozenges and as one of the things that you can do if you start to feel maybe, you know, scratchy throat and that kind of thing coming on is that the zinc lozenges. So you can get those at Orchard Nutrition. And anyway.
Another way of fighting this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we weren't here yesterday. And the
can I tell the story?
I hope that you noticed.
No, but we had Clark and Clark on. I'm sure that was great. All right. So in 12 years of being married, I am a person who I usually do not – maybe there's been a few times in my life, actually, when I've been completely surprised. Doesn't happen very often. Well, the other night, and Carl said, what are you doing on March 11th? And I said, well, you know, when you say that, it's such an open – he said, don't make any plans. I have a surprise for you. So I was thinking, you know, I didn't want to ask all the details. Nope, not going to say anything, not going to say anything. So as the – we got closer to the date. Well, how should I dress? Or you know, I kept thinking maybe we were going to go to the mountains. And in Carl's case, I thought maybe we were going to go shooting. Or he had some kind of banquet we were going to out of town, but he had made these plans. So he said, I'm not going to tell you. I will let you know Tuesday night. So I had, actually, I had had a meeting at for the Turtle Bay auction. This is how fast things have happened. On two nights ago, and came back, and under my pillow were tickets to Hamilton. Now, for many of you who know my past, I was absolutely bummed that when we were in New York and Hamilton was sold out like a year and a half in advance, the least amount of tickets, if you were to purchase them, were $600, and that was for the crummy seats. And I said, I refuse to pay $600 to go see.
I refuse to pay $1,200.
Yeah, yeah. I just, no. I know people do that, but I wasn't going to do that. So I'll wait, and I know there'll be a touring company. So fast forward a couple years, Carl surprised, totally, completely surprised me and booked a hotel in San Francisco. So we drove in, we got in, and I was very excited. He says, I didn't want to tell anybody. He said, I'm surprised you haven't called your parents, told your friends. No, because I wanted it to be like our little thing. So we get there, we check into this hotel that used to be a Holiday Inn, and it's now called the BEI.
It's called the BAI. They call it the Bay.
The Bay
Hotel.
And there's parking there, and they gave a veterans discount. So I want to say they gave us half off parking. And the rooms have been remodeled into very – they had like a yoga ball in there and a yoga mat. I was thinking, but it was brand new, clean, very kind of Dutch modern minimalistic / super contemporary. So from the theater a block away is the Orpheum Theater where Hamilton was playing. very excited. We walked around the city.
Like a two-minute walk.
2 minute walk, but when we got there about 2:30 or 3 o'clock, we checked in and we kind of walked around the city thinking that we'd grab a bite to eat. We walked around the area of the Orpheum Theater. So yes, in fact, there was the corner, close to the Orpheum Theater. It's Market and, 8th, somewhere in there. Yes, there are a lot of bums. Yes, there were drugs. But as we walked a couple blocks away or three blocks away looking for restaurants, you know, there were, it's just a mixed area. It's very inner city kind of feel right there. But anyway, so we came back and we couldn't find any restaurants that were open, so we ate in like a market. And then we changed our clothes, got dressed, you know, excited. And the gal, Carl, went downstairs, got me a glass of wine. He was being such a good boy on every level. It was ding, ding, ding. So he went down, got me a glass of wine, so he was getting ready, and he, the gal at the front desk had said, you guys are really lucky because after tonight they're going to close down the Hamilton. So you're going to see the last performance. I was like, oh, my God, Carl, we are so lucky. So we get dressed. We go walk to the Orpheum. We're feeling like this is going to be so exciting. And when we get in front of the Orpheum Theater, the gate is down. The metal gate is down. And the people are looking out. I was thinking to myself, why are these people looking out? And then there were the security in front saying, are you here to see the show? Well, yeah, Carl's in a suit and I'm dressed up. In this area, we're here to see the show. And then they said, well, I'm sorry, the mayor has canceled it. And gave us a paper to explain to us that crowds that are gathered. Now, mind you, we went to City Hall that day, and that's the first time we've been to San Francisco City Hall. People were getting married everywhere, and that was beautiful, but it wasn't very crowded. But
there was nobody in there. And the so when we got down to the theater, that day he had announced nobody, no gatherings over 1,000. The basketball game's been called off, and of course the NBA canceled their season, as has the not canceled but put it on hold for at least a month, as has the National Hockey League, the March Madness basketball games. Those are gone, I assume. But so when we heard this, I mean, what are you going to do? The security was really nice.
They were everybody was very nice.
Everybody was nice about it, but they said, we're so sorry. And, and now these are the big security guys outside.
Right.
I was going to go over and have pictures of us taken there looking inside. Then I was going to have pictures of the security guys escorting us out, you know, like we didn't want to go, but, I thought that was too much.
So what do we do? What do you do? You adapt. It's what we both have done with our international travels, because you never know. We just said, well, okay, we walked back to the hotel, which again is a block away, and we took a taxi and said, let's hit the top of the Mark. I don't think I've been there for years or if ever. So we went to the top of the Mark, got a seat right at the window. We're able to watch the sunset, had a couple cocktails. Then we went downstairs across the way to, I don't even know what that hotel was, with all the flags pulling up.
No, it wouldn't have marked.
We were at the Mark Hoppins Top of the Hot. Anyways, we went down to what they had, like a little tiki bar with a floating band that came out in what used to be a pool back in the Hollywood days. Band came out floating on the water, so we had some kind of tiki drinks. And then we adapted, and we did some of the San Francisco treasured highlights in that.
We adapted and overcame.
And then we got up the next morning, and we drove home. As we're driving home, and we're looking at our emails, and we're looking at all of the closures, we're going to share that with you in the next, on our show this morning. We have a guest waiting for us, and I love when we've got our guests that come, because I was like, well, there's so many people and so many things that are canceled right now. We're going to be talking about those cancellations in a minute.
Or postponements. Postponements, but, some of them started last night at the Civic. Fritz and the Tantrums was canceled. And we've got a list of all of those. Of course, the schools are open. The sporting events are happening.
I mean, since I've got this up. I know we're going to take a break real fast, but let's talk about the concerts and events. And this is just in the month of March. Okay, so this is what was happening, that they're going to postpone or have to cancel them altogether because these are acts that come
touring
on.
Acts.
Now, the Turtle Bay Auction is, I was going to MC that, and that's a big one because that's their biggest fundraiser of the year, March 21st. They've had to postpone that. They don't know at this time they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. But Fitz and the Tantrums was March 12th.
Last night.
Reading Home Show, March 14th and 15th. The Turtle Bay Auction, March 21st. Ronnie Millsap was March 22nd, and Lewis Black, March 29th. So all of those concerts, and they're going to, you know, be monitoring the situation closely and provide updates. So we just want to let you know that there's that, and a lot of the Bethel things as well, some of those. So we're going to come back with Bill Woodford, who is a special guest of ours today. And this portion of the show is brought to Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. This is who we go to with our heating and air conditioning needs and our hot water. If you're looking to change your hot water heater and go with the constant hot water.
On demand.
Let me tell you how wonderful that is. On demand. Thank you. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, online as well. And this is Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night, Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And good morning on this beautiful Friday. We are live. This is not pre-recorded. Carla Linda Bott in the flesh. Bringing you live.
Friday the 13th, yes, 7:33 in the morning, and it's 57 degrees out there, 57, 58 going up to 72 today. Enjoy this. This weekend is going to be raining, which is good. We need the rain, and there's going to be snow, and it could be snow in Shingletown and a few other places lower down. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Bastiani Arms is bringing us a segment. Bastiani Arms, you know, all these people are buying toilet paper and all these things. They're emptying the shelves while other people are buying ammo so they can so at some point they'll take your toilet paper away. Nah, just a joke. Come on. But Bastiani Arms is the only place we buy guns. They're service is impeccable. They know what they're talking about. You can get your guns worked on. They have all the accessories. They have the ammo. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. And They're locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 10 years this year. They also started about the same time we did, and they are just simply the only place to go if you want to buy a firearm. They're at 2539 Larkspur, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday. We're here with Bill Woodford, and I've only known him for like 10 years. And, you know, when I saw him the other day, I said we were, you know, he, of course, is a loan officer over at U.S. Lending. And I said, what exactly is going on? I mean, it just seems like it's crazy, you know, the stock market and then the prime and all these things. And, you know, it kind of like it's up and down. It's mainly down. But what the hell is going on, Bill?
And good morning and welcome to the show.
And hi. Plus the fact Bill Woodford is probably one of the most interesting people going to meet. This guy's been on TV wearing suits of armor, hitting people with swords.
I've done that too.
You're a Renaissance man for sure.
You are. Definitely, sure. Yeah.
You epitomize that, the term. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you're here today. I mean, we could talk all about what we've known about you and how colorful your life is and your beautiful wife, Tess, who we adore, and all the things that you've done for the community, and we will go there. But what that shows and tells our listeners is about you're a man who's been invested in the community, and you understand what's happening on the Reading market, and now you have been doing this for quite some time now, U.S. Lending. And mortgages. This is what Carl was talking about. I mean, we're hearing all these crazy numbers and all this weird stuff. So can you just, like, set us straight of where we are right now?
Well, right now, it's at the market's at the lowest I've ever seen it. It's crazy low right now. And the refinance market is really going crazy right now. I mean, the phone's ringing off the hook for people who want to refinance to get, you know, take advantage of these low rates. Of course, the same thing with the low rates for the purchase market as well. If somebody's wanting to purchase a house, now's the time because I've never seen it this low before.
Would you recommend taking a look at what your mortgage is then and looking at a refi?
Oh, absolutely.
And how fast can you get these things through with so many other people doing this?
Yeah, well, that's the key. We're, you know, our company is gearing up for it. We're part of American Pacific Mortgage, and it's a large company, you know, one of the bigger ones in the United States. And, you know, we're gearing up for the fact that all this business is coming out. So they're moving people from one position to others to help handle the workflow because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Just in our area, it's crazy. I can just imagine what it is all over the country right now.
So let's talk about step one. Okay. So somebody is interested in finding out what it takes to refinance. And maybe has done a few refinancing. Like, just for us personally, we've probably refinanced a couple times in 14 years. So, if you're locked in at a certain rate, how does one go about, now, okay, let's do a discovery.
Right.
What do they call, give you a call.
That would be the step one.
Okay,
right?
Step one, give Bill a call, and you would find him at bwoodford@uslendingcompany.com.
Right, yes. Okay. Or you can call the office. Mm-hmm. We've been around a long time.
Okay.
Okay, so they call you, and so how's this thing start off?
Well, I mean, you know, everybody has a different story. You know, everybody's credit score is different. Everybody's debt to income ratio is different. You know, so depending on how much you owe in your house, how long you've been in your current mortgage, there's a lot of different factors, and that's why really need to call a professional and find out exactly what your next step is. You know, does it behoove you to even consider it at this point? Yeah. If you're almost toward the end of your mortgage, it may not be worth the cost to refinance.
But if you're in that 10 to 15 year range, what are the rates right now?
Well, I get that question a lot. I get,
and
you know,
again, it depends on things. Right?
Again, it's up and down every day. It's different. So, you know, and of course it's different for everybody depending on their ratio and depending on their credit scores and that kind of thing. So, you know, if somebody's going to just give you a rate right out of the blue like that, it's not necessarily something that you're going to get. Right. So,
right.
And there's a lot of people who do that. They'll throw out a teaser rate and
you can get a 1%.
Exactly. A lot of that, especially online. you know, yeah. where you go online, you never talk to the same person twice. You know, where, you know, at our company, you walk in, you talk to the same person all the time. You get to look at them in the eye instead of, you know, call them on the phone or try to call them on the phone or email them by, you know, like the online companies.
Yeah. So the, people come in, they'll see you, and you'll fill out a bunch of paperwork, or you just we sit down with them first?
Well, you know, it all depends on what their time frame is. If they're wanting to jump, then we can fill out, you know, it's not filling out a bunch of paperwork in the beginning. It's a quick little application type of situation where we just basically get a snapshot of what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't take very long. We can send it to them in a secure link, and they can do it at home in their pajamas if they want.
Oh, okay.
So they don't have to come into the office. They can just, you know, I can just send them an email, and it'll have a link that they can click on that's totally secure. And at that point, they just fill out the basic information. And then, you know, once I get that information, I would call them up and, you know, tune up the application a little bit for anything that they happen to have missed. Then I would pull credit, and from there I can have numbers, and, you know, in with it, I can have some pretty good numbers fairly quickly.
Now, this is the rates right now, are they historically low?
Yes, they are. I mean they're hovering.
Every time
in the
I
threes.
Turn around, I see that the Fed's dropping that rate again.
Right. Well, remember, when the Fed drops, it doesn't necessarily relate directly to the mortgage. It does eventually get to their. But, you know, because they dropped the rate didn't mean, you know, the Fed dropped it a quarter point doesn't mean that everything else dropped a quarter point right then either.
Okay.
They're not connected in it. They are connected somewhat, but they are not connected, you know, directly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So what are the, and I know this, but what are the rates right now? I mean, approximately for people that are wanting to buy a house, say your credit is decent. What kind of rate can they be looking at?
Yeah, they're, you know, again, just throwing a number out, but
yes.
You know, it's
no,
they're in the threes.
The threes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, at one time, I don't know if you all remember this, but in the 1980s, I was going to buy a house. Early 1980s.
There was houses back then?
Yeah, there were houses.
I thought that was when we were still like painting walls in the caves, yeah.
Right. No, in 1980 I was going to buy a house. And the interest rates, I believe, is like 17 or 18%.
Right?
Remember that? I mean, I don't know if you remember that, but I don't know if Linda remembers that. But in
she's just a young pup.
Well, she should remember it. She was old enough then. But she probably wasn't buying. Buying houses.
You just outed her.
In 1980, I think it was 16 or 17%
right.
interest rate. Nobody could buy a house back then. I can't figure out why it was so high. And in that one, but then again, you know, so many years have passed, and now you're looking at 3% loans,
right?
And so, you know, people that are renting should actually be looking at buying.
In most cases, some people are going to be paying, you know, what they're paying for a house for a rent as a house payment. You might as well be paying yourself rent.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, paying the landlord's rent.
And what's considered, Bill, to be a good not excellent credit, but okay credit. Let's talk about that. In the 700s or the low sevens, what's that considered?
Well, that's pretty good credit. I mean, let's just go back to most programs start in the 620 range.
Okay.
So, you know, you can get, there are programs that can take you down to 580, but, you know, you're paying for that. So, you know, of course, the higher your credit score is, the better your rate's going to be. So that's like back to that question of what's the rate. Well, everybody's rate is different. So you have to, you know, you have to know what your score is. You have to know, you know, what your debt to income ratio, because you could have the greatest credit in the world and, you know, are in, you're up to your eyeballs in debt and you won't be able to qualify for a loan. So, you know, it's like there's different mitigating circumstances to the whole process.
You know, let's take a quick break and we come back, because I want to, The credit reports, the one thing, you know, how your credit is, of course, is so important. But I want to talk about the, you know, the housing market, too. because, you know, that has a direct impact on how many loans you're making, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is exactly that. It's a community-oriented, community-owned, I shouldn't say owned, a locally owned bank. Yeah, we all own that bank. Locally owned, locally operated. It is highly professional, but it's so friendly in there, too. Two locations right here in Redding at 1845 California Street and the old Raley Shopping Center also at 192 Hart Now. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but the one thing that you will find out is how they move your dreams forward. That's what Cornerstone Community Bank does. It's 7:45 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, and we're going to be right back with Bill Woodford from U.S. Lending Corp.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night, Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And good morning and welcome back to our KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM radio show, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're live here on this Friday morning, 7:49 in the morning on this 13th of March.
Coronavirus ain't scaring us.
With Bill Woodford as our guest, who is with U.S. Lending Company. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, go on down and see Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You won't be sorry if you got a chip or a crack, large crack in your windshield, because he can fix it. He has been 25 years in this business, quality workmanship. He fixes it. He guarantees it for life. Man of integrity, you're not going to be sorry if you go there. It's at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. As Linda said, we're here with Bill Woodford, who is one of the loan officers at U.S. Lending, a friend of ours. And the reason I wanted Bill to come on is all the changes that are going on, all the, you know, with the market going up and down and the prime going up and down, is, you know, the ability for people now to maybe take a look at refinancing their house. They've had it maybe 15 years and they've had the same loan, and they might be surprised at a much better rate, save them some money every month. But let's go to the phones first. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Bill, I've got a quick question for you. Probably yes or no would be a good answer. I'm advocating building a jail and a half-cent sales tax, which would bring in about $15 million. And I'm wondering if the county got that going, got a sales tax approved, and had a guaranteed, say, $10 million coming in each year, would they be able to borrow the money, say $100 million, if they had that guarantee coming in? And would that be better than floating a bond that would go on for quite a while? My thoughts are they could borrow the money, say, on a 15-year mortgage and have it paid off in 15 years. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, Nick, I don't, because I handle only residential mortgages.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I really didn't know how he was going to get to the jail. I didn't know on this one, because he said, no, I have a question for Bill. And he did have a question for Bill. But
he wanted to know. That whole commercial lending thing is a completely different ballgame than the residential lending.
You know
lending.
What we need to do is let's say that, you know, we should get a commercial realtor in here because of all the things that are going on, too, probably some people that we know. Talk about, we haven't talked really about commercial real estate in a long time. But going back to the, you know, people have had their homes 15, 20 years now, 20 maybe getting toward the end of that, you know, that 30-year cycle. But somewhere in the middle there is, should everybody always be looking, you know, to better themselves with a lower loan rate?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, I think everybody wants to put more money in their pocket every month, or especially nowadays, you can certainly use it. You know, depending on where you are in your mortgage cycle, it all makes sense to you. If it does, if it doesn't, then you don't do it, right? And that's where you have to, you know, really talk to somebody to find out, you know, what you're paying currently and what you could be paying if you refinanced, and, you know, how much, because it, you know, restarts the clock again. And so, you know, is it worth your while to do that? You know, plus the cost of closing costs and things like that are going to be on top of what you owe. So, you know, but for some people it makes sense. Some people want to take some money out and do a remodel, or, you know, some people want to buy a new house, you know, or they want to move up or move down. You know, it depends on how they want, you know, you want to downsize a little bit. You've got a big house and you want to sell it.
I hear a lot of people doing this and into that downsizing, you know, at this point in their lives. But what's the, you know, we have House Realty on every month, mm-hmm. and they've been saying for the last couple of months that the number of homes available out there are, you know, there's not as many.
Yeah, definitely been a shortage. And, you know, normally there's a cycle of a smaller amount of homes on the market during the holidays. And, you know, as we come into spring, people start, you know, start thinking about moving, and they start thinking about buying or moving up or downsizing or, you know, whatever. But, you know, so it in most cases, it starts to rise again in the spring. But, you know, we have been at a pretty short inventory limit, that's for sure. And so that has driven the prices up a little bit, not a huge amount, but, you know, a little bit. So
it's better that they go up a little bit every year.
I think
as opposed to a huge jump, because then they're going to come back down again at some point.
Right.
We'll have that same problem we had before.
Right.
Okay. So this is if you've had your home around 15 years and you've had a loan percentage from back then, it probably right now you could might even save up to a point.
Yeah, could very easily be a point depending on what your thing is. Or, you know, in some cases you can shorten your loan and get a lower, because you can even get lower rates at a 15-year, and you shorten your loan up. So if you've just started the process and you've got a 30-year, you know, with the rates dropping the way they are, sometimes, and not always, but sometimes you can get it to a 15-year loan and because the rates are so low, your payment would be just about the same, and your mortgage is half the time.
Some people pay another 100 or 150 a month on their mortgage.
That's a smart move.
And then that you're surprised how fast that adds up.
Absolutely, or using your tax return to make an extra payment every year,
mm-hmm.
Does the same exact thing. And if you did both of them, a very smart move. It shortens your mortgage way down. You save a ton of money in the long run because every month you're paying down the principal, and of course they charge the interest on the principal. So,
yeah, okay. Oh, Bill Woodford, and you know we've known Bill for years, and not in the business sense, though you've had Cubulars. You were the general manager there.
I was the marketing manager.
Years ago.
And managed that entire center.
Right, did that too.
That was great. You did the farmers markets and handled all of that.
Yeah, lots of events and stuff there. Yeah,
right.
Well, you know, do you think, just you're well connected around here, Calypso Nights is still going on?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. It's still going on. The
Red Bluff Roundup, still going on.
We ain't afraid of no virus.
Well, I mean, we're getting ready at the next hour. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, different things that we've been receiving from doctors, personally, from doctors and things. We're going to talk about panic buying and all this, but do you see, when you look at this, what do you think, Bill? I mean, you've been around, there's coronaviruses out there, but.
Well, I think, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I think that, you know, it's kind of being overblown and, you know, definitely want to be cautious and, you know, everybody's worried about it. I've, you know, personally know some people that have become symptomatic and have been exposed to it that are in Bay Area friends. And, you know, a good friend of mine is, he's stationed at the base where they took everybody. And now his teacher for his kids just came down with the symptoms and is in the hospital. So, definitely something to be cognizant of, but, you know, canceling everything, I'm not sure that's the way to go about it. And that's going to just hurt the economy more, I think.
Yeah, well, the stock market can't make up its mind.
Right.
That's really been interesting.
Yeah.
I think Susan Eastman's going to give us a call in a few minutes. She usually calls on Friday, you know, from Wells Fargo Investor Advisors. You know, interesting to see what her take is on all this, because I can imagine if you're a financial advisor right now, you are riding a tiger.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yes, I've been talking to a few of the different ones that we work with, and, you know, their phones are ringing off the hook. People are, you know, panic selling or wanting to panic sell, and they're trying to talk them down off the ledge to keep from doing that, because, you know, it's a long-term thing, and a lot of these things are short-term.
Yeah, they're going to be losing money right now, but in a week.
And when they've been riding high for a couple years, too.
Right, and so if you've ridden high and now you're going to sell it low, you know, that's right now would be the time to invest more, I would think. You know, that's my strategy is that, you know, if it drops down, that's when I put more money in.
I probably wouldn't buy in the Princess Cruise Lines. I understand they dropped 33% yesterday.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, yeah. That and the airlines, too. You know, they're not having any good time of it either.
I'm flying out in May, and I'm just kind of waiting. I don't think they're desperate enough yet for the airlines.
Well, and you know they're dropping the prices and the planes are empty and it's like, oh, now's the time to travel, especially if you're not going to some place that's supposedly
quarantined,
right? Yeah, you don't want to be going to Italy right now.
No.
But.
Well, I tell you what, Italy. We knew people that went there because their daughter, who was a professional volleyball player, you know, graduated from Stanford on a volleyball camp, you know, scholarship, is playing in Milan, kind of the epicenter of the coronavirus. And they went over there before it started, before it really hit. they may be there for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if they're back yet.
They're not symptomatic, are they?
No, I don't know. That was the last thing. They had photos of themselves holding a Corona beer. I don't know if they're I don't know if they're as cheerful right now. Anyway,
wow.
Hey, Bill Woodford, who is the loan officer
so
over at U.S. Lending.
U.S.
Lending. And on Bocelli Lane, you can get a hold of him at 530-722-3159 or bwoodford at uslendingcompany.com. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump's administration says it's awarding $1.3 million to two companies trying to develop rapid COVID-19 tests that could detect whether a person is positive for the new coronavirus within an hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration are hoping to announce agreement on a coronavirus aid package. The measure would provide sick pay, free testing, and other resources in an effort to calm teetering financial markets in the mounting crisis. The White House says there's no need for President Trump to get tested, even after having contact with a man who had tested positive for the coronavirus.
Last weekend, the president of Brazil and members of his delegation visited President Trump at his Florida resort. Since then, one of the Brazilian officials tested positive for the virus. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the president and vice president had limited interactions with the individual and no testing is required. Mr. Trump says he's not concerned.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Virus expert Peter Piot equates the new threat with a former epidemic.
It's like back to the times of the Spanish flu 100 years ago that killed, 50 million people. However, we have antibiotics that can treat pneumonia. There are respirators.
In Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot says for now the city's public schools will remain open.
We have to continue practicing social distancing. And if you do not feel well, for God's sake, stay home.
Lightfoot's comments were aired on ABC 7 Chicago. The European Union is urging its member countries to put common health screening procedures in place at their borders to limit the spread of the coronavirus. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 490.5 points at 21,691. The Nasdaq is ahead 189. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How many times have you invested in something and realized a couple of months down the line that it's not all you were told? They forgot a couple of key details. They didn't exactly tell you what was going to happen. Sound familiar? I'm Colin Plume, and I'm president of Noble Gold Investments, and I hate these stories. I set up Noble Gold Investments with a team that I personally trust to serve you as you learn more about investing in precious metals. Whether you're a millionaire or whether you're struggling to get a handle on your investments, we have thousands of clients in every income bracket. Noble Gold Investments customizes the recommended solution to fit your unique situation. We help our clients with their 401ks, their IRAs, even with collector's gold and silver that they want to keep at home for emergencies, or maybe an investment away from the banks. We'll safeguard your wealth, and we'll make sure you're okay whatever happens out there in the markets. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
A former Ugandan general who announced he would challenge President Yoweri Museveni in next year's election has been arrested for alleged treason.
General Tumukunde spoke to the BBC on the phone from his office. He was brought there this morning after spending the night in detention. He's accused of fomenting and glorifying violence, as well as instigating persons to invade Uganda. There have been diplomatic tensions between Rwanda and Uganda. The general recently said Rwanda should support people who want to cause change in Uganda, but he denies encouraging violence. The police describe his rhetoric as provocative and inflammatory.
BBC correspondent Catherine Biarohanga reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping has told the UN his nation wants to conduct joint research on drugs and vaccines and offer, quote, as much assistance as it can to countries where the coronavirus is spreading. News and analysis at townhall.com. The PGA has decided not to play through amid a pandemic.
After initially announcing that tour events would continue as scheduled but would be played without the presence of spectators, the PGA Tour has now said it will cancel the final three rounds of the Players' Championship and also cancel the next three scheduled tournaments as it battles to find the right response to the coronavirus outbreak. In a brief statement, the tour said it tried everything possible to find a safe environment for play to continue, but as the situation continued to change rapidly, it now felt the need to pause the tour. Graham Agars, Ponte Vedra Beach.
The Greek Olympic Committee has suspended the rest of its torch relay because of the unexpectedly large crowd that gathered to watch despite repeated requests for the public to stay away to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, our phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, Friday the 13th, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's at the helm, and Linda's right here with the weather.
Good morning, everybody.
Little photos all over.
Good morning, everybody. That's absolutely correct. Today's sunny with a high near 74 and overnight lows of 40 with our chance of rain beginning tonight. Tomorrow calls for about 80% chance of rain with our highs of around 56. Then we increase the rain for Saturday night to a 90% chance of rain with our overnight lows of 38. Sunday calls for around 80% chance of showers with a high of 54, overnight lows of 39 with more chance of showers. And then Monday, high of 57 with more showers and our overnight lows of 40. And that's the weather, kind of weekend weather forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts.
Okay, let's start talking. Let's talk a little bit about.
Susan Eastman is on the line right now, and we can't wait to hear a Wells Fargo advisor.
You know what? We were already talking about you, Susan.
I was going to throw it at you first, but we always have to do the weather first. But the market has been such a
exciting
roller coaster. And so with us this morning is our Wells Fargo advisor and vice president, and that's Susan Eastman. So tell us what's going on the market.
Good morning, everyone. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, which is a good sign. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 624 points at 21,825, and the S&P 500 is positive 82 points at 2,562, and the NASDAQ Composite up higher of 219 points at 7,420. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, the Spider S&P 500 ETF, up $7.70, trading at $255.89. Bank of America up $1.72 at $22.22. And Chesapeake Energy up a penny and now at 16 cents a share. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced at 0.85%. And over to commodities, gold is down $19.65 an ounce at $15.69. Silver off 65 cents at $15.33. And crude oil up 89 cents, trading at $32 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan.
It was really brutal yesterday.
Oh,
my God.
No, I mean.
You know what? We know Susan. And Susan is not a panicker. She's not panicky. She's level.
Solid.
And we know other people in the financial business, too. And we don't. We haven't seen them lately.
Yeah.
Well, we've been working long hours. And it was quite a crescendo seeing things go down every day, and then finally yesterday, I had finally received, my clients are really very calm too, and I finally got some emails with a subject panic. I also had a client come in and bring me a check because he wants to invest.
Right.
So there's all kinds of behaviors right now. Concern, a fear came into the market yesterday, big time, but today I'm glad to see that there's a positive sign so we can kind of relax and just take it easy this weekend.
Everybody recover a little bit
and
get over this. I understand that probably, though, Princess Cruise Lines is not something you want to invest in, or maybe it is what you want to invest in.
Well, there's going to be a long road with the airlines and the cruise lines. I think, like, Carnival Cruise Line is $16.33. United Airlines is $38. These are all-time lows. But you have to be careful because we're not finished yet. There's still some unknowns.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know how it's going to affect our workers because we're worried about them being displaced.
Yeah. Right.
Aren't operating.
Well, we just have to sit back and watch and, like I said, take a chill pill. Listen to the experts
like Susan Eastman.
Right. Susan Eastman, and if you are thinking about, hey, it's a perfect all-time low, I've got this money over here, I'm going to invest it, call Susan Eastman over at Wells Fargo Advisors.
On Park Marina Drive.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend.
All right, here's local superintendents and school nurses met with the Shasta County Public Health Department to discuss the coronavirus. Shasta County schools are canceling sporting events, club competitions, and field trips. Classes remain in session. Officials agreed to wait until at least April 10th to hold non-essential gatherings like field trips, sporting events, and club competitions. Shasta Union High School District Superintendent Jim Cloney said he's meeting with his district principal this morning for further discussions. Bethel Church has canceled all in-person weekend services and is holding them online out of precaution for the coronavirus. Bethel is over 11,500 members. West Reading Little League was told they couldn't practice until April. The Cascade Theater has postponed all events scheduled for March, including the performance Matilda, the musical. We just had them on the other day. It's how fast things can happen.
And Matilda has been postponed. The new dates will be June 12th through 14th and June 19th through the 21st. There's also going to be a matinee 17th and 18th. So they've just been postponed.
And also, this Reading Civic Auditorium has canceled all events, including something that we've all been anticipating being very involved with, which is the Turtle Bay Auction, annual auction that's held, which is their biggest fundraiser of the year. We'll keep you posted with further dates of what they want to do with that. And these other dates that would be scheduled for March, some of like Ronnie Millsap and Black. I don't have the names in front of me. Oh, yes.
Black.
Ronnie Millsap, Louis Black, the Reading Home Show. All of those will be, I'm sure, rescheduled. Some of the acts rerouted. Shasta College and Chico State University after Gavin Newsom's directive to limit gatherings of more than 250 people. And if you are just tuning in, our experience was that Carl had given me a surprise, a really big surprise. I really, truly, truly, truly in my life have not been surprised many times, but I was truly surprised that he went and bought tickets for Hamilton and got an overnight, you know, like room in the city that's right close to the Orpheum Theater. Now, if you've not been to the Orpheum Theater, it's like one of the classic I don't even know how to tell you what the I can't explain the neo Spanish Gothic kind of like decor. Yeah,
it's beautiful. Though.
It's yeah.
And at least we think it's beautiful. We saw photos.
So Hamilton was going to be held there, and we got in. We drove into town on Tuesday. Or was it Wednesday? I'm confused.
Wednesday.
We got into town on Wednesday around 2:30. Checked into the hotel. And then walked around a little bit, tried to find some food, then got back. And the receptionist had said, you guys are really lucky because they're going to be canceling the performances. But tonight, you'll be good tonight. They're canceling the performances. So we had to be at the theater, got dressed up, walked down the street to the theater.
Meandered our way through all the homeless and
yes,
the people laying there.
Yes. And nobody bothered us. Nobody touched us. So we just walk through it.
Watch their drug deals.
Yeah.
Going down.
And here's a mixture of a bunch of people. It's not just that's it. They just have to congregate on that particular corner.
And we'll talk about that if we get back to break. What we saw in San Francisco and, you know, downtown and what a difference a block makes
in
the city. But as Linda was telling you, the show was canceled. Everybody was very nice about it, but there's nothing you can do about it.
And we didn't know it until we got to the front of the theater.
Now, other things, business as usual at government agencies. They're not sending anybody home. You're seeing some of these big companies like, I think, Amazon and a few others are letting their people operate from home.
Google.
Google. But right here in town, everybody is still on the job. They're, the visitor centers at Whiskeytown National Recreational Park and Shasta Dam are still open as of Thursday. Now, the tours of Shasta Dam have been canceled, not because of the coronavirus, but because they're working on the elevators. So if you're looking to go do that, that's not something that's going to be out. They haven't had any fallback. Movie theaters in Reading and Anderson are business as usual on Thursday. Said they're offering regular show times. Employees are taking extra steps, such as wearing gloves and using special cleaners to protect patrons. Chico State canceled shows through April 12th. Of course, Shasta College is also canceling things through April 12th also. So the big thing, though, as we take our break, is it's here, but I read an article about a woman who had it. She said, I ran a low fever. She says within 2 days, it's gone through me. She was a senior, senior citizen. She said, I went back to my gym, and everybody was happy to see me. Then the gym said, I'm sorry, we know you're not infected, but we have to look at people that are seniors, so we're going to ask you not to come to the gym for the next few weeks. And she said, okay. I mean, she's not going to fight it, but it's this type of thing that we take precautions. And when we come back from this break, I want to talk about why are people buying 8 tons of toilet paper?
And also I want to read to you, and stand by. I have two important text emails that came to me. One from a friend that their meetings were canceled at Hoag. So this guy is from a pathologist, and from our very own Dr. Orna Gill here that sent out important information. So we'll be right back. Those are things that you want to stand by for here, and brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, all your jewelry needs. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Redding Rancheria pays state and federal taxes, transient occupancy taxes, sales taxes, and special taxes that are applicable only to our tribe. When the Rancheria relocates the casino to our I-5 property, we will generate even more local taxes that will benefit the city and county. These taxes help the city and county fund essential governmental services. The local community faces many challenges in the near future, and the Rancheria is committed to being a part of the solution. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good choice.
Carl Lindebach. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're going to be on kind of open line here. If you got any questions or thoughts about the coronavirus and this or anything else that's going around our town, just give us a call. Friday the 13th. I don't know. Is that appropriate? Friday the 13th. Why is it considered unlucky?
I don't know.
There's other nationalities. There's other days like the 4th or the 7th that are considered very unlucky. So this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon was just on yesterday. Ready at Home Helpers. If you need some extra help at home, there's the place to go to. 16 years in the business, and they take care of you. If you think you might need something, whether it's just a couple hours a day or 24 hours a day or two a week or more, give her a call at 226-8350. Get a complimentary in-home consultation, and you all can come up with something that works for your family. That's Redding Home Helpers. Learn more at reddinghomehelpers.com. 8:20 in the morning. Oh, gosh. It's going to be 72 today, and then this weekend it looks like rain. Why are people buying so much stuff? Let's go to Coach Bob before we get to that, though. That snuck in on me. Hey, Coach Bob, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Beck. Yeah, you know, it's funny. The symptoms are headache, fever, cough, so let's play toilet paper. Never mind.
I'm glad Carl kept all his magazines.
I got a lady friend who goes to one of our numerous coffee shops that have all the same name around town, come out of Seattle. I won't mention their name. And she has her own cup from a previous time, and she just wants it filled with iced coffee. So she hands her cup that she took out of her car, hands it to the cashier, and say, would you give me a refill of iced coffee? And the gal says, I'm sorry, company policy says I can't touch your cup. Oh, okay, well, so she puts it in her purse, and she says, give me an iced coffee, then in a new cup. And then she hands her money out of her purse, and the gal didn't have any trouble touching that. Think about that.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it they come up with rules. Oh, we can't use that, but yeah, we can take your money that's had 1,000 people touch it.
You're darn right.
Okay.
And it may have come out of Beijing for all anybody knows.
Oh. Yeah, Beijing. Oh, we're getting ready to talk about that. So it's a good lead in. So thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Hey, bye bye guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, China is state media. They started talking about cutting off meds to the U.S. When you think about this, let's just talk about this. China, you know, makes a lot of the medications that flow back into the U.S., like the penicillin. I think we stopped making penicillin back in 2004. We're relying on the Chinese. Things like this, ingredients to make fight coronavirus comes out of China. And have you ever thought about this? You know, I'm not into conspiracy theories, or I try not to, get paranoid about anything. But find out that the vast majority of our medical supplies, you know, ingredients come from China, and that of course, the coronavirus originated in Wuhan, China, and is spreading throughout the world. It's now a pandemic because it's in 100 nations. Not that there's that, again, not that many people with it, but it's still a pandemic. You don't want to talk it down, but it's, you know, because it is spreading. But to find out that a lot of the, a lot of the ways we can fight it comes from China, and then they hint in their state-sponsored media, we may, slow this down. We may just not, we don't have to send it kind of thing. That, to me, would be a super wake-up call because, for the United States to say, well, maybe we should go back into being able to take care of ourselves. You know, we've become oil independent in the United States for oil and natural gas. Maybe we should get back into finding out how we could be independent when it comes to taking care of ourselves with medicines. I mean, when we talk about this world order that, hey, we're all in this together, and then one portion of it who controls a lot of the meds goes, maybe I'm not part of this world order. Now, this is something that if I was going to worry about something, this is what I would worry about.
And push for our private companies, smaller companies, i.e. Facebook, the billion-dollar companies, to be able to maybe create branches of people that will scientifically create something along the lines. I mean, we saw a movie the other night about, kind of matching what they do in certain I hate to say this, but, what's it called, Carl, when you find out all the ingredients of something and you match it with maybe just a little subtlety that's different and has been done for years.
When you reverse engineer and then you change things. I mean, it's not the fact that this needs to be reverse engineered. Our physicians, our laboratories, they know what this stuff is, but we've let the Chinese take it over. And this is where if you want to be surely independent, then you're going to have to take a look at maybe being able to be able to make our own drugs that can fight these, and that we can produce as much as possible of that. So,
well, in the sports world, Carl, as we know, we were just kind of like, as we drove from San Francisco into Reading yesterday, every hour of the news break was something different. We were listening to music, then we go to the news. Music, then we go to the news. Recently, the Boston Marathon is delayed until September as a result, of course, of the coronavirus. All sporting events. If you listen to Mad Dog Sports or something that you live for and you follow the players and your NFL, NHL, basketball, soccer, any kind of major sport, and all of a sudden it's all on hold. There's going to be a condition withdrawal for these people that are really sports fanatics. What do you do with that? You can't even go to a sports bar and watch a game. Think about that.
Well, yeah, but it's not like forever. Maybe people will start talking to each other, and maybe there'll be a giant leap in births, babies, 9 months from this week. It is something like I just see the Boston Marathon is being postponed.
That's what I was just talking about. And the New York City half was called off Tuesday, and other marathons such as Seoul, Rome, Paris, and Milan have all been postponed and canceled. So this is like a world thing. Now, I want to read to you in my last remaining 3 minutes here an email that came out or a text that came into me last night. This is from our Dr. Orna Gill. Recommendations for COVID-19 prevention and treatment. Number one, prevent rather than chase the virus. Number two, age-based mortality, 8% in individuals over 65. Number three, isolation. Number four, close borders. Number five, quarantine all travelers for 2 weeks entering the country. Number six, close schools and conduct education remotely. Number seven, maintain 3-foot distance. Number eight, recruit healthcare workers who are specialized in general medicine, i.e. pediatricians, cardiologists, etc. Number nine, no vacation time for doctors or nurses. Number 10, recruit retired doctors and nurses into the workforce. Number 11, cancel all events over 100 people. 12, stop church gatherings. 13, enjoy or employ telemedicine as a primary tool for medical assessments and treatment. Number 14, limit visitation to the elderly, 22.5 mortality for individuals over 80. Number 15, which I really think is something that we've not heard, or I've not heard in many of the coverages regarding this, is hydrate every 15 minutes. The virus attaches to the cells in the nasopharynx, but is eliminated in the GI. Drinking water or any beverage will destroy the virus if ingested every 15 minutes. Did you understand what I just said?
Well, are you asking me or the...
Yeah,
or the,
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I understand it.
I think that's interesting because every 15 minutes, if you're drinking water... It's like liquidating. It's your
Linda thing. Didn't mean if you understood her to our listeners. She means she's talking to me
now. I just think that that's a really big deal. 16 triage all patients out the healthcare, which is happening right now, including clinics and private offices as well as ERs prior to entry, which is happening right now. Triage should be performed by medical professionals with proper precautions. 17, do not leave your home for any reason other than essential work functions. Number 18, prevent, don't chase. The problem. So we're going to be recording the show next week, which is very timely. And Orna, as if you've listened to any of her shows, she's just a really brilliant doctor. She reads. She's, you know, came from, she's Israeli. She lives, you know, of course, she's traveled all over the world, but her studies are incredible. So I love that. And I'm going to be reading to you in the next half hour segment an email that came to me from a girlfriend that is a letter from a pathologist that went out to a group of his people as well. So that's also really got a great information.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as is another Watson Health Organization and fully accredited chest pain center. They are one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid AIDS. It has received 4 out of 5 stars, specifically targeted areas like heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. Plus, it's one of the highest rated hospitals in this whole area for lack of infections. That's right. You don't get infected with things at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, it's your choice. It's your health. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? It makes sense to me. 8:31 in the morning, 54 degrees out there, going up to 72 today. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane.
give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, Friday the 13th, 2020, 8:35 in the morning, and Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us this segment. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, they work on appointments now, so give them a call at 244-9473. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, one of the things we're talking about is panic buying. And why do people do that? Because as the lady who had the coronavirus says, I'm not sure why people are buying toilet paper. She says it doesn't affect you like that. Psychologists are saying what happens is our brains push us to panic buy, even when authorities are assuring the public that you don't need to. The short answer can be found in the psychology of retail therapy, where we buy to manage our emotional state. It's like taking back control in a world where you feel out of control. The other thing is called fear contagion. Says is that people are receiving conflicted messages. Where it's been downplayed, but then now that you're seeing in the media that it's, oh no, gosh, the sky is falling, and a fear contagion phenomenon was taking hold, according to this one psychologist. When people are stressed, their reason is hampered, so they look at what other people are doing, and if other people are stockpiling, they're going to do it too. It leads you to engage in the same behavior. People see photos of empty shelves, and regardless of whether it's rational, it sends a signal to them that it's the thing to do. You know, if you're walking down through the woods here or out here in the desert and there's a rattlesnake, somebody jumps, you're going to jump too, right? So now you see this is happening, so now you have to get out. Sometimes you get hijacked, and when you're told to do something that's just not right to do. And, we tried to find hand sanitizers yesterday in 6 different places all over. No, I mean, you might as well have just been asking for the Star of India. But this other thing, this is a surprising thing. It's the toilet paper shortage. It's become the icon. It's an icon of panic. Toilet paper.
We talked about
this.
Which
reminds me, let's roll home here from tonight because we can't find
it
anywhere barter. Else.
We can barter. Wine for toilet paper.
People, in times of uncertainty, you know, what happens is people enter a panic zone that makes them irrational and completely neurotic. In other disaster conditions, like a flood, we can prepare because we know how many supplies we need, but we have a virus that we don't know anything about. When you enter a supermarket, you're looking for value in high volumes. And so here goes the toilet paper. I know when I lived in Hawaii, because everything came in on ship, that somebody said, there's not going to be any tuna fish. Well, as soon as that started, they were absolutely right. Tuna fish disappeared.
milk. Oh, better get your milk. It's gone. They're not, the ship sunk. You know.
Oh, man.
It's completely irrational, but then all the milk would disappear. Milk, toilet paper, tuna fish. When you're in Hawaii, everybody had like 20 cans of tuna. Oh, Spam. Do not run out of Spam in Hawaii. Things get – you talk about fights over toilet paper. They pull knives over Spam. So anyway, so let's kind of get it under control, my friends. I mean, let's think about it. The stores are open. You can go in the stores. There's no reason to buy every roll of toilet paper. The hand sanitizers, people probably have enough hand sanitizer in their homes right now for 12 years. And so,
Jared says,
you're wiping off the mics. And
I do.
And I said, this is something that we've been doing. Though.
And the table, the marble table underneath it.
We do that. I've never wiped underneath it, but we wipe off the microphones anyway because, you know, different people using it. So not as much as we should, but now we're kind of gotten into it and all the producers are doing that
too.
Yeah,
I've been doing it now since we moved into our new studio.
Anyway, it just kind of gives you an idea why this is happening. You see other people doing it. It's scary. So you want to make sure that, you know, you don't know what you need, but my friends, toilet paper is probably not what you need.
Okay. So I want to read something to you and it is lengthy. But I think it's important because it's from a pathologist, and this is from a girlfriend of mine whose husband belongs to a group that meet at Hoag Hospital in Southern California. So she forwarded this to me while we were in San Francisco and our Hamilton play was canceled, and I had said, she said, yes, her husband's in this guy. Okay. Dear colleagues, as some of you may recall, when I was a professor of pathology at the University of California, San Diego, I was one of the first molecular virologists in the world to work on coronavirus in the 70s. I was the first to demonstrate the number of genes the virus contained. Since then, I've kept up with the coronavirus field and its multiple clinical transfers into the human population, e.g. SARS, MERS. From different animal sources. The current projection for its expansion in the U.S. are only probable due to the continued insufficient worldwide data, but it is most likely to be widespread in the U.S. by mid-late and March-April. Here's what I've done and the precautions that I would like to take and will take. These are the same precautions I currently use during our influenza season, except for the mask and gloves. And we've heard these ones before, but there's some things in here, too, that may be a little light bulb for you. Number one, no handshaking, use a fist bump, elbow bump, you know. Use only your knuckle to touch light switches, which is like when we were in San Francisco in an elevator, what you have to do. You lift the gasoline dispenser with a paper towel or use a disposable glove. Open doors with your closed fist or hip. Do not grasp the handle with your hand unless there is no other way to open the door, especially important on bathroom and post office commercial doors. Use disinfectant wipes at the store when they're available, including wiping the handle in child seat and grocery carts. Wash your hands with soap for 10 to 20 seconds and use a great sanitizer with 60% alcohol-based when you return home from any activity that involves locations where people have been. Keep a bottle of sanitizer available at each of your home's entrances and in your car for use after getting gas or touching other contaminated objects. Number seven, and possibly cough or sneeze into a disposable tissue and discard. Use your elbow only if you have to. The clothing on your elbow will contain infectious virus that can be passed on for up to a week or more. What I have stocked in preparation for the pandemic spread in the U.S. Latex or nitrile latex disposable gloves for use when going shopping, using the gasoline pump. This guy must pump gas a lot and when you come in contact with contaminated areas. Note, this virus is spread in large droplets by coughing and sneezing. This means that the air will not infect you, but all the surfaces where these droplets land are infectious for about a week on average. Everything that is associated with infected people will be contaminated and potentially infectious. The virus is on surfaces and you will not be infected unless you have unprotected faces directly coughed or sneezed upon. This virus only has cell receptors for lung cells. It only infects your lungs. The only way for the virus to infect you is through your nose or mouth via your hands or infected cough or sneeze onto or in your nose or mouth. He suggests you stock up on your disposable surgical masks and use them to prevent you from touching your nose. That's what they're good for.
That's right, for not touching your face. That's the only thing they're good for. That's why when you see people wearing these weird masks that supposedly does everything, it doesn't do you any good.
We touch our
nose. And you touch your nose or face.
90 times a day without knowing it.
Yeah, they said they watch people for an hour, and they can touch it, your face 3 to 15 times during an hour.
The other thing,
I was reading it and I had my thumb in my mouth.
Right,
so
right.
I've noticed that.
And I talk about the gloves and the 60% alcohol based. Okay, hand sanitizer. So this is one that I have. Stock up now with zinc lozenges. These lozenges have been proven to be effective in blocking coronavirus and
Fortune Nutrition.
From multiplying in your throat and nasopharynx. Use this directed several times each day when you begin to feel any cold-like symptoms beginning. It is best to lie down and let the lozenges dissolve in the back of your throat and nasopharynx.
This way, Jared, when you go home, you get some of these lozenges and your mom asks you, what are you doing? And you're saying, hey, I'm preventing this from getting any worse. I'm laying here and letting this zinc lozenge slowly go down into my throat, but I have to lie down to do it. And she says, well, how long does that last? And you can tell her 4 hours. So.
Okay, so this is why, folks, when I get an email like this or a text like this from a girlfriend that is from a letter from a pathologist that has been studying this coronavirus, is that this is why people are in a state right now to close things down because, as he says, as many others do, hope this pandemic will be reasonably contained, but I personally do not think it will be. Humans have never seen the snake-associated virus before and have no internal defense against it. Tremendous worldwide efforts are being made to understand the molecular and clinical virology of the virus. Unbelievable molecular knowledge about the genomic structure and virulence of this virus has already been achieved, but there will be no drugs or vaccines available this year to protect or limit the infection within us. Only symptomatic support is available. So anyway, he goes on to say his name is James Robb, and he is MD, FCA, AP, James Robb pathologist.
Okay.
I thought there were a couple really powerful things in there that we needed to hear. What we were saying also from Dr. Ornegill, this is not, we don't chase it. We try to prevent it. And one of the things we talked about besides washing your hands is I understand. Oh, and also wash your coats. That was someplace. Wash your coats. Isn't that interesting? Wash your coats.
Hey. The Red Bluff Roundup's coming up. Spunk and Grit comes in small packages, and two of these are small packages. Are going to be at the Red Bluff Roundup. Trick Riders Peyton Rudier, a 12-year-old cowgirl from Buffalo, South Dakota, and Pipo Yuli, a 10-year-old from Calgary, Alberta, will be in Red Bluff April 17th to 19th to perform for radio fans. Rodeo fans. It's coming. April 17th through the 19th, the Red Bluff Rodeo. And if you have not gotten your tickets, maybe you should start. We will be giving away tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup in a couple weeks. It's April 17th, so I'm sure that's going to be past any of these self-imposed or government-imposed crackdowns on people getting together. So be thinking about that, the Red Bluff Roundup, and that rolls into course into our Reading Rodeo. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:46 in the morning, Friday the 13th, right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems, having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is Friday the 13th, 8:51 in the morning, and 54 degrees out there, going up to 72 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Stand by for some rain this weekend, though, which we need, and possibly even snow up in our higher elevations. I saw today that it could be as low as Shingletown.
That'd
getting
be
some
beautiful.
Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm looking at the headlines of the USA Today. While it's not one of my favorite papers, but it's, you know, it has a lot of good events in it. I'm looking at all of the headlines, top headlines, 8 headlines, okay? Every one of them, the first one is Everest is closed, virus fears reached the world's tallest peak. They're not letting people go on up there. But every one of them has something to do with the coronavirus, except the number two headline, which is Bachelor Stars, Peter Weber, Madison Pruitt split. First of all, has anybody watched The Bachelor?
Yes, we have. Not me, but I have friends that live there. It's an addiction. It's a reality.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. Oh, heck
wow.
No.
Well, hey, on a headline that just hit was Trump to declare national emergency. Complete shutdown on table. Crisis could reach two or could last for 2 months.
Well, here's what this headline. This just came out today, and this is out of Yahoo Finance. President Donald Trump plans to declare a national emergency today over the coronavirus outbreak involving the Stafford Act to open the door to more federal and state funds
for everybody.
According to two people familiar with the matter. Trump is under increasing pressure to act as governors and mayors nationwide step up actions to mitigate the spread. Okay, so the move, this, if that happens, would allow the government to marshal additional resources to combat the virus and also marks a symbolic turning point for the president, who has repeatedly compared the coronavirus to the seasonal flu and insisted that this administration had the outbreak under control.
Well, you know what? You know, under Obama, we had two different things that came through.
And only a few emergency declarations for health public health threats have been made since the 1960s, according to this article, Carl. And only two have been targeted, these disease outbreaks, when President Bill Clinton in 2000 declared emergency in New York City and New Jersey in response to the West Nile virus.
The what I was getting at is you've got a president who is trying to keep people from panicking and saying is that and if you look at it, the number of people infected with the coronavirus, yes, it can spread, but and he's talking about the regular flu, which is different than this, but that kills 60,000 a year. We don't get excited about that. Nobody just even seems to understand this, that we had 8,000 die in California last year from the flu. And we've already had already this year something like 16,000 across the United States have already died from the flu. Now, does it mean that the coronavirus isn't more serious because we don't have drugs for it? Yes. However, as the president of the United States, you can't tell people to start running in circles, screaming and shouting that the sky's falling. You've got to take this in measure. So as it gets worse, you know, when you first get it, you get the information, this is what you do. You stay at home if you're sick. You wash your hands. You avoid contact people with sick that are sick. You don't sneeze openly, sneeze into your arm. You know, these are things that you do to maintain your health. They're postponing or suspending the National Hockey League, the NBA, the baseball is pushing it back a couple of weeks. Events with over 250 people here in California are being postponed. The March Madness, the college basketball, I think, has been just suspended, period. So, yes, these things are going on to help stop the spread. Also, President Trump put a kibosh on all the international flights coming in from Europe. This is where the most of the coronavirus is at. Iran right now is experiencing the virus running through them. Italy has so many cases that they've stopped everything. You can't go to any event or any other place except the hospital or grocery stores.
India suspends all tourist visas until April 15th.
Yeah. So these are things that are going on to help to stop the spread, but you can't panic in this thing. We talk about fear contagion, where you go out and buy stuff that you don't really need, but it's the same thing in your everyday life. So the European travel ban stops. We met a gentleman on the elevator Wednesday night who's from Europe, and he said he was supposed to leave on Thursday. He said, I hope I can get out of here. He lives in Europe. He works in Europe. If he was trying to come back from Europe, he may have a tough time. But I think going over there, it's okay. We talked to the TSA. They said they're checking people on both ends of the flight, you know, when they get on and when they get back from countries that they've said. Now, but with it being suspended, all travel being suspended, they haven't suspended travel in the U.S. on airlines. There are, as we learned from Shasta Regional Medical Center from Dr. Taggart, who works all the emergency cases there. He's not afraid of going in every day. Oh gosh, I'm going to get the coronavirus. So, what you have some other things there?
Well, okay. Most foreign citizens who have been in continental Europe in the 14 days before their scheduled U.S. arrival will be barred. The United Kingdom is exempt, along with Ireland, Romania, Croatia, Ukraine, and other countries. The ban doesn't apply to American citizens returning from abroad. It also doesn't cover foreigners who are lawful permanent residents of the U.S. or the spouses or children of American citizens and foreign children being adopted by Americans. Trump's executive orders also carves out exemptions for airline crews, people in United Nations business, foreign travelers invited by the U.S. government and to help contain the virus. Where can Americans reenter the U.S.? One of 11 airports, Atlanta, Dallas, Fort Worth, Detroit, Newark, New Jersey, Honolulu, Kennedy Airport, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and Dulles International outside Washington, D.C.
Okay.
There's a lot of good
stuff. Thought we'd also, it's getting ready, we have to wrap this up. So this weekend, things that you might have been planning on going to are not going to happen. So we're supposed to go to a birthday party.
That's happening.
And that's happening.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be
250. We're celebrating life.
We're not going to not go to those. And I don't think that they can restrict you from going to birthday parties. Don't stop going to the theaters and everything. They're showing movies this weekend.
Wash your hands. Remember about the droplets
that we talked
about that's what you want to just always
I think I'm
going to
take one of those
that.
Zinc lozenges and lay down for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do
rubber
that.
Rubber gloves.
I like that idea. Rubber gloves at home.
Latex, you
mean?
No.
Yeah. I know. Just kind of take a deep breath, everybody, and step back. We will be selling rolls of toilet paper here starting Monday at $5 a roll. You know what? I better not kid about that. We may have a lineup outside the door because
I want to go back in there and make sure we still have a closet full we have several. We don't know what happened over
the
weekend.
We don't know what happened over the weekend. Some of our producers better not let the people take the whole thing
it's
out.
It's a barter thing.
Okay, everybody.
Oh.
You know what? We're not trying to. We're not
make
trying
light
to
of it.
Make light of it. Take precautions, but don't get into the fear thing. Remember,
stay
it's
well.
The good guys against the bad guys, which are you. But yeah, stay well. Down.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.